It's under Hap Ching Lung Hong.
Oh, Canton Bazaar. Yeah. Oh, I see. It was like a gift shop, huh?
Yeah, it is a gift shop, yeah. Xin Ning Tong is in the Hap Hing building.
Oh, Hap Hing. Is that part of a Hap Hing corporate?
No, they rent it from Hap Hing.
Oh, I see.
They downstairs. And Sui Wan is the other one, see?
Uh-huh, I see.
Oh, is it? How many stores do they have? Xin Ning Tong, Eastern Grocery. Probably four stores.
In
F. Suyon, yeah. Suyon is one of them.
Oh, it's F. Suyon,
yeah,
also one of them?
So.
So F. Suyon actually rented from Chinese then?
That's right.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Those, have you interviewed any of those issues? The children?
We interview the young one, in Chinatown, F. Suyon. What's the name? Ming Chun Fang.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And daughter, Florence.
You didn't interview her? That's Gilbert's wife.
Right. We didn't interview her.
You should interview her, right?
She won't
cooperate.
Well, she prefer not to talk about.
She's a half Caucasian.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. one married an American woman.
Right. I think that was the reason she does not want
to
talk much about.
I see.
Yeah, but she might change.
How about the later ones? It's a Ming.
Yeah, we interview him.
I see.
Yeah, and I understand that F was the father's. I mean,
Vice President of Zhonghua Weigun when my
Liu
Bingsan. That's Stanley. And Stanton and
Lily.
Lily's father.
Uh-huh. Can you talk about his
not too much.
Or his relation with your
uncle? He has that store, what's the name of the store?
Dan Xiu Tong.
Uh-huh. It's an herb store.
Uh-huh.
He helps a lot with my uncle whenever we have dispute because he always go together with him to select the fund to help out with it, whatever the arbitration cost was. So that's about it. Probably Stanton or Stanley can tell you more about.
Because I thought you might have special.
Yeah. No, nothing special. I remember him very well.
Can you sort of sum up a little about the life in Garnier Building? Do you have any special things to say about the Garnier Building? Besides earlier you say it was people moving in and out, you were the your general.
Well, as you say, since Zhonghua Weigun and Tong Yunhui is in that building, seems to be a lot of activity that's central around there concerning Chinatown. And my uncle being president of Zhonghua Weigun for a long time, any activity at concerned Chinatown, I would get to know about it, like the General Choi Ting Gai, and when the ambassador, the Chinese ambassador come to visit, he will always come to the store because my uncle was there. I remember seeing quite a few dignitaries that come to the store.
That's very important.
Yeah. So it's sort of like a centralized with Chinatown political activity too.
Yeah, also probably a lot of political issues were discussed in the
True. I learned from the people telling me what happened before and after from listening to them.
Did you feel that the Chinese were pretty much involved in politics or they were not interested?
They weren't interested in too much of American politics, except when there are issues that affect them. I remember my uncle mentioning about President McKinley
mm-hmm.
when the outcry was that the Chinese must go,
mm-hmm.
and he had a contact with him,
mm-hmm.
the president,
mm-hmm.
and said, do something about it. See?
Mm-hmm. So only the leaders were
yeah.
sort of pretty active in terms of the
outside, and
yeah.
otherwise not too much activity.
Did your uncle speak very good English?
No, he doesn't.
He was able to communicate
well,
with
evidently, communicating with them was not as much as, you know, being... socializing with them, I guess,
uh-huh.
more than anything. When they do come down, or then they have go out to dinner,
uh-huh.
something like that.
Uh-huh. I see.
Remember
so
some of the politicians, oh, when they like to have a Chinese dinner, they'll call my uncle,
uh-huh.
and then he'll arrange to have a dinner in one of the restaurants.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Would they have a similar type of a... activities like today, you know, before the election, they will come to Chinatown getting the votes, the voters vote, or they didn't really care about the Chinese
No,
vote.
Not too much in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only thing CACA was doing was they did have some activity in the political thing.
Mm-hmm.
They decide which candidate to back,
mm-hmm.
and they'll send off bulletin to the members
mm-hmm.
who they support.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then also on election day they'll have somebody stationed in the lodge there
uh-huh.
and tell them how to mark the ballot.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sort of in a way start encouraging
yeah, right.
people
those
to vote.
Those are starting
mm-hmm.
that type of activity.
Yeah.
And they don't have big campaign like we have now to support any particular candidate.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Only until actually pretty recent.
Right,
uh-huh.
more recent.
Yeah.